I have no idea how many days now it's been since I've had a cigarette. It's been a while. I've lost count of the days, the hours. I've lost count of the day of the month, or the day of the week. I have no idea what's going on. I need nicotine. It's gotten to the point where I feel like Colonel Kurtz of Apocalypse Now. I'm just in a cave somewhere, and I'm sweating. I'm washing my bald head with a sponge. I've seen horrors that you've seen, but you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that, but you have no right to judge me. It's impossible for words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face. And the face is Marlboro. Yes. However, it ain't no big deal. It's going to be all right. It's all good. It's all good. Trust me. It's going to be all right. Word solid. I'm telling you. Going to be okay. I'm walking out of the hangar today. Clocked out. Gave the car to the foreman. Heading to my car. I'm behind three smokers. They're smoking. You would think that I was thinking, that smells terrible. I could have killed them, all three of them. I could have killed all three of them for their cigarettes. I would have ran. I would have knifed them. I would have shanked them in the back and took their cigarettes, all three packs, got to my car and smoked every darn one of them before the MPs could have come and got me. But I didn't. So I do have a little willpower. But, man, oh, it smelled so good. Oh, gosh, I could have. Oof. But, hey, it's okay. It's going to be all right, I promise you. Anyhow, I would like to ask Mr. Whoopi, what in the world are you talking about? Cigarettes with no nicotine? What good is that? You get all the carcinogens without the good stuff? That's like having chewing gum that's tasteless. Why would you? Makes no sense. Come on. Come on. Let's don't even think of that. If you're going to smoke, you need to get the good stuff out of it. Don't just get the cancer without the good feeling. However, I think it would be fun if me and you had a daggum radio station, a radio show, a talk show, in the morning, starting at, say, 0600 until 0900. I think that people would listen to TC and Whoopi, or Whoopi and TC, on the way to work every morning, and would never change the channel. As a matter of fact, they may even take us into their workplace. Who knows? Could happen. Just an idea. But anyway, I understand, I agree with you, we all ought to quit smoking. However, it's going to be very difficult with people like Springer. Springer has vowed to double up on his smoking to make up for the smoking that I'm not doing anymore. I don't know. It's his way of looking at it. The Shadow Knows. That was beautiful music. I loved your reply. I agreed with every note in that tune. It was very pertinent. It was right on time, and you said everything that needs to be said about smoking. I appreciate that, brother. I really do. Benevolent Heretic, you have a pickup truck. Intriguing. I have to ask this. Do you have a bass boat to go with that? And if so, do you have a picture of you on the internet? And what is your phone number? TC out. Bye.